Chuck Woolery, veteran game show host, and unabashed Trump supporter, dies at 83. By Simon Kent on November 24, 2024. Chuck Woolery, the smooth-talking game show host of Wheel of Fortune, Love Connection and Scrabble amongst others who later became a popular right-wing political podcaster, has died. He was 83. Born in Ashland, Kentucky, on March 6, 1941, Woolery would go on to serve 2 years in the U.S. Navy aboard the USS Enterprise before seeking a career in his first true love, entertainment. Donald Trump supporting Woolery may have enjoyed a renaissance skewering liberals and their hypocrisy while accusing the government of lying about coronavirus, but his iconic name was very much a part of television game show hosting. AP reports Woolery, with his matinee idol looks, coiffed hair and easy banter, was inducted into the American TV Game Show Hall of Fame in 2007 and earned a Daytime Emmy nomination in 1978. In 1983, Woolery began an 11-year run as host of TV's Love Connection, for which he coined the phrase, "We'll be back in 2 minutes and 2 seconds," a two-fingered signature dubbed the Two and Two. In 1984, he hosted TV's Scrabble, simultaneously fronting two game shows on TV until 1990. The AP report notes, Woolery told the Philadelphia Inquirer in 2003 that his favorite set of lovebirds was a man aged 91 and a woman aged 87. She had so much high makeup on, she looked like a stolen Corvette. He was so old, he said, I remember wagon trains. The poor guy. She took him on a balloon ride. Other career highlights included hosting the show's Lingo Greed and the Chuck Woolery Show, as well as hosting the short-lived syndicated revival of The Dating Game from 1998 to 2000 and an ill-fated 1991 talk show. In 1992, he played himself in 2 episodes of TV's Melrose Place. The AP reports further notes after his TV career ended, Woolery went into podcasting. In an interview with the New York Times, he happily called himself a gun rights activist and described himself as a conservative libertarian and constitutionalist. He said he hadn't revealed his politics in liberal Hollywood for fear of retribution. Woolery teamed up with Mark Young in 2014 for the podcast Blunt Force Truth and soon became a full supporter of Donald Trump. President Obama's popularity is a fantasy only held by him and his dwindling legion of juice box drinking, anxiety dog hugging, safe space hiding snowflakes, he said. Woolery also was active online, retweeting articles from conservative brief while insisting Democrats were trying to install a system of Marxism. During the early stages of the coronavirus pandemic, Woolery was publicly skeptical about its origins and its spread. He was married 4 times and was the father of 5 children. Woolery is survived by his wife Kim and his children, Catherine, Melissa, Michael, and Sean. He also had a son Chad who died in a motorcycle accident in 1986. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.